Good afternoon. Today is Monday, June the 4th, 156th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is Eureka Police Chief still, Merle Harpham. This whole transitional thing, you know, Tyson doing his thing, Dwayne now into his last 4 weeks.
Right.
Weekend busy?
Not too bad.
Good. Nope. Well, so what do you want to talk about if it's not the weekend?
Well, you can pick the subject, can't you?
Oh, fine.
You usually do.
Well, yeah, I know, but you know, a springboard would be nice. We'll find out then what we'll talk about when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times, 416. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Merle Harpham, but before we do, our quote this afternoon. Boy, I wish I knew this. Sheehy, S-H-E-E-H-Y, Gailey Sheely. Quote, "The secret of a leader lies in the tests he has faced over the whole course of his life and the habit of action he develops in meeting those tests."
Okay.
It's a little long-winded, perhaps, but the essence is pretty close.
Yes, accurate.
Yeah. Okay. Merle, the occupied situation, I even hate to use that phrase because it seems like there's agreement that it's not the occupied folks.
Yeah, it's morphed into something else.
I didn't get that. The homeless encampment in front of the courthouse.
Right.
Ange drives by 3 or 4 times each day doing various station-related stuff. You have different meetings, going to the banks, going to this place or that place. It seems, now maybe the number isn't quite as big, but that it's kind of gotten back to pretty much what it was before the county did whatever the legal stuff was that the county did. Is that a fair representation?
Yes, I'd say it is. There's fewer people there, and there's fewer people that I would identify as being in the Occupy movement. But there's a lot of junk there.
Yeah, the visual stuff still seems to be there. The camping part is overnight sleeping. I guess the tents aren't there, but people overnighting there.
Yeah, well, the weather is different now. You know, back in October, November, December, when they were kept setting tents up and structures up, they had to because it wasn't, you know, good weather. But now we're getting into good weather, so they don't need tents.
So as you look at what's going on as a Eureka citizen, not as a badge, what impression do you have?
Well, I've had people comment that we're driving through and they want to know what on the heck is that mess up there in front of your courthouse. And so I guess I would have the same opinion. Why is a mess like that existing?
I don't know. I've not seen this question asked. Seen? Read, heard. Is this, the fact that it's there, is it proving to be a magnet for more of the homeless, the bums, whatever you want to call them?
Absolutely.
I came into town early last week, and I counted 16 readily identifiable, either pushing the shopping carts or just, you know, with the backpacks and stuff, from the Herrick Overpass, south of Kmart.
Right.
To the up
Harris Street ramp. Yeah. That's only a few blocks.
Yeah. Maybe a half mile, maybe a mile. 15.
Yeah.
What in the world is going on? And what's happening to our town? What's happened to our town? You think this thing is proving to be a magnet and it's attracting folks?
Yes, it is, because a lot of the people that we've dealt with, some of them are gone now. Some of the people that we arrested there, several months ago, have now left the area. And they're, I know one that's back in Baltimore, and, you know, they're gone. And but there's a lot of people that are still here. There are a lot of people that were here from the beginning anyhow. and, you know, here's what was happening. And the city attorney was talking to one of the defendants during that she was prosecuting, and she told the city attorney that she was getting $25 a day to camp on the courthouse lawn. And then the city attorney tried to get out of her who was paying her, and she wouldn't say. And I ran in the same thing. I had a guy tell me he was getting $20 a day, but he wouldn't say where it was coming from. And then one of our other officers talked to this guy, and he said he some older woman gave him $50 for one day to camp there. So it started off, you know, I think the Cop Watch group, who is our homeless advocates, they started off when the Occupy thing started, and you had some legitimate type Occupy people that had the cause. And then the Cop Watch people kind of took it over and started attracting all these other people, homeless, people with mental problems. And it just continued to grow. And now it's become, that's the place to go in Eureka.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:20. We'll be back with more from Merle Harpham.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 4:25. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Merle Harpham. Merle, looking at how this encampment has evolved in front of the county courthouse, there are not many others that are around in the rest of the country. Things have kind of gone their way. Once again, Eureka or Humboldt County stands out as being significantly unique or different,
yes,
from everybody else. This whole concept of having the folks there, is it a bait for law enforcement? Is that giving them too much credit? Is this just the homeless and it's hanging out? When you said somebody was paying somebody, and I'm sure you guys have got your ideas who they
right.
are, and
we're
just fine. Yes. Is it the anarchist crowd? Is it the folks who want to have, let's say, a new person for the elections in the seat? Is it their sympathies? Or is it just, I'm mad and screw everybody?
Well, in the beginning, and then after we started our sweeps, the anarchists showed up. And they even flew their flags. I mean, we have pictures of their flags and stuff. And, of course, the one guy that we arrested threw a big piece of concrete at us. It turned out that he was an anarchist from Germany, had some contacts in Arcata, and we ended up having him deported. The U.S. Marshal deported him back to Germany, so he's out of our hair. But yeah, the anarchists were involved, but the whole thing has morphed right now into a situation where I see one or two people there a day that I identify as being the Occupy types, you know, that want to keep the Occupy movement going. But the rest of the people there are not there for that reason. And you can see some of the signs that they have. It has nothing to do with the banks. It
Go
has
Giants.
With anything else. Yeah, well, just about. But, you know, like I drove by and I saw two signs one day. I was Sunday afternoon. No, actually, it was Friday afternoon. And they were, get Arkley out of Humboldt County. And as I drove down the street, I'm thinking, let's see, what the heck has he done negative? And I think about all the things that he's done, you know, the saving the St. Bernard's and the swimming pool and the the boardwalk and those beautiful buildings that have been constructed. And I'm going, what negative thing has he done? Or is it just the fact that he's got money and this upsets, certain types of people? Anti-capitalists, I guess you'd have to call them.
Is it dangerous? You see people walking around them. I understand there's still the hassle factor that's going on. Obviously, it's ugly looking. Is there concern about personal danger or personal safety?
Well, yes, and we've had several people stabbed, assaulted.
Still, more recently.
Recently. Had one the other day that was stabbed, but the problem is it's not some innocent person walking down the street that gets assaulted. It's one of their own folks.
Oh, they're feeding on themselves.
Yeah,
so to speak.
Right. Okay. And we're responding there on a regular basis to, various assaults, and we get there, and the people don't want to do anything. The victim doesn't want to do anything.
Is there anything that the community can do? I don't think that there's a single supervisor, at least all five of them that I'm in contact with, haven't received a lot of pushback on this. I know the city is getting a ton of it. I know Caltrans has been.
Right.
You guys are. Downey and his guys are. I mean, everybody, the community is pretty much spoken, and yet it continues.
Right. Well, there's enough people are getting fed up now that there is going to be something down the road done. And I don't want to go into the details on it. But again,
it's progressing towards something.
We're going to be asked to help solve the problem. And again, I'm going to have to insist on conditions that we just don't take them to jail and then walk away, and within 2 hours they're out again doing the same thing.
Is there a permanent solution to this? Do you think one that would be honored, recognized?
I don't know. The CAO is got a meeting, I think, set with these people. So, I don't know where that's going to go.
And Redwood Summer drug on and on and on.
Yeah.
But
it came to an end.
It came to an end.
Right.
This one appears as if it's just going to be another place for certain folks to hang out and nobody else to be able to feel comfortable.
Right, and we're getting complaints about the drinking and the marijuana, people claiming they're smelling marijuana, seeing people smoke marijuana. Of course, by the time we get there, it's not going on.
It's all up in smoke.
What's that?
It's up in smoke.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Or maybe they have their medicinal card.
Yeah.
Okay, I made the bridge. I walked across the bridge, fine. KINS, News and Information Times 3:31. We'll be back with more from Merle Harpham.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lampist to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Merle Harpham. How do you like the 3 o'clock hour instead of the 4?
It's fine.
Oh, good. Yeah, you kind of look like you're a little rosier in the 3 o'clock than you are in the 4 o'clock.
I'm more than that, but fine.
Yeah. Merle, this situation that the occupied to the cop folks, to the anarchist, I guess we just call it the anarchist situation. As you see it, it appears to me that there either isn't a coordinated effort to get something done. So you got Caltrans pointing to the sheriffs, pointing to the city, pointing to you, pointing to a couch. You know, there's a great, great phrase I heard last night. Circular execution.
Okay.
Right. Okay, and that kind of seems like what's been going on. Is it because nobody wants to take control, or nobody can take control? There is there no lead dog on this thing? I can't. You got to be doing a slow burn.
Yes.
I would imagine most all the badges are doing a slow burn. I know that most of the electeds are really frustrated about it, and yet everybody wants to kind of do the dance around right. the outside and not really address yeah. this thing.
Well, you know, I had an officer sergeant yesterday tell me. He says, I don't even drive by the courthouse. I drive out of my way to go pack, because it just driving by there, it just upsets me so bad that, you know, this is continuing to go on. And some of the issues are is that we've all been nailed with claims now. We've got there's at least four claims filed by several of these different people, some of them as many as seven or eight on one claim, against the DA, the sheriff, Highway Patrol, EPD. I mean, they name everybody.
For
and they're
what?
demanding money. Well, they're claiming they're violated their rights, that we've stolen property from them, and you know, and it's they're ridiculous claims. They're going to be rejected, and then they'll probably end up trying to
Who's
file
the attorney?
In a lawsuit. You know, they're doing it on their own. They're writing.
Oh,
their
these
own.
Are just
oh, yeah.
individual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they've got some people that are on the talented side. So, but they'll get an attorney when it's rejected, because I know the city's going to reject the claims, and I'm sure everybody else is going to reject them because they're ridiculous. And then their next course is to go to the court and file lawsuits. And so, if that happens, if they end up are allowed to do that, then this
we'll
you know the
cease.
City's going to have to yeah, yeah. And so you know it, and you know our officers get totally abused when they go there, and it's getting worse because the people know nothing is happening. They haven't. I mean, I've got. There's
so they're
one
not
guy.
Afraid of any
yeah,
action.
Any, no. Yeah. There's no final thing that happens to them. I mean, like I looked at one guy. We've arrested him seven times there, and the cases have either been dismissed or not filed. And he's turned around. He's come right back out, and he's arrested the next day. We had one guy arrested on Christmas Day and the day after Christmas. And he's never been charged. He's never gone before a judge, and so
is that normal?
No, but apparently it has been getting normal.
Now there was references to a meeting that occurred with the police chiefs and the DA,
right?
Saying that you know for whatever reason, we just kind of leave it there, that no misdemeanors would be filed.
Right. The DA called all the chiefs together, and we all met at his office, and a couple of the chiefs were out of town, but they sent their second in command, and he announced at that time that he was going to be asking the supervisors to increase his budget, or there was a budget shortfall or whatever. I'm not
the decade difference, clear on
exactly
making a real difference for the future
budget.
Of the North
I've got
Coast.
My own to worry
Hi,
about. All
I'm
those
Beth
are
Hevlin,
in good
and
shape
I support families participating
we've saved a lot
in
of
First
money.
Five. But, I want to emphasize that active play equals a smarter day. It allows children to
and
learn new things,
that time,
use their
says,
energy and imagination, develop motor skills, and socialize.
Except for
active
drunk
play
driving,
is critical for healthy brain development and positively impacts educational success.
And so,
Make
you know, we were all kind
of
stunned in the room. I wasn't
day.
Stunned because
the
I had been warned
making
at
a real
another
difference
meeting,
for the future of the North Coast.
A board of directors meeting of the Drug Task Force, and he had made that statement at that time. So I wasn't totally shocked like some of the other ones were, but
yeah, online news is okay, but nothing beats the feel of a newspaper.
And I thought, well, you know, people sometimes
porch,
make
the time
threats
to look it over front and back. Subscribe
to,
now to the McKinleyville Press.
You know, gain something from it.
0795.
But he said, I don't make idle threats.
Printing.
If I say I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do that. And good for him.
You'll find more than just clay at Pearson Pottery behind Freshwater Stables.
So I went before our council a week ago Tuesday. Council meeting, or actually it was a budget session, discussion of my budget. And one of the things I said at the very beginning, I said, before I give you a thumbnail sketch of our, what the situation is with our budget, I want to put in a word for the city attorney. And here's why. And I told him about the meeting we had and that the DA announced he wouldn't be filing a misdemeanor. I said, so our course of action, I can't see our officers walking away and not arresting people. I mean, yeah, we'll arrest them, but nothing's going to happen. There's not going to be any consequences. So I said, I want to see the city attorney get help and the city start prosecuting the misdemeanor cases. But she can't do it alone. I put that word in, and of course then news media called me the next day and it wanted to know if that was true, and I says yes it was. And so they called Paul and Paul confirmed it. Yes, he did say that. So that's how that all went down.
So if the city starts filing misdemeanors,
we already do.
But
they're EMC
more regular basis and right. for more information.
Right. Oh yeah, for PC violations, yeah. Right.
What does that do to the situation with the folks on the corner? Does that then at least
occupy people?
Because it's in the city jurisdiction,
yeah. Right.
There begins to become some consequences?
Yes. I'm very confident our city attorney will, because as I say, all the cases that we did file at the courthouse, she never dismissed any of them. And she's been in court an awful lot, and so I kind of feel sorry for
her. So you just want more, a little bit more manpower for the office.
Sure.
So there's
Is there
a need to wait until July 1st in the new budget year?
Well, yeah, they're going to have to find somebody. Yeah, they're going to have to approve the budget.
How about all this money EPD has been saving from stellar management?
Yeah.
You just referenced.
Yeah.
Can you throw a little bit to her to get it going?
Yeah, well, that was why
I wait another 4 or 5 weeks.
And that's why I brought it up at my budget thing. I said, I want to put a word in for the... And I told him, I said that we've had $558,000 underspent that we've managed.
That buys a couple of attorneys, doesn't it?
Yeah, it should.
KINS, News and Information Time is 3:42. We'll be back with more from Merle Harpam.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Merle Harpam. Merle, as you look at the budget, you look at the challenge, and I would think, outside looking in, but I would think that this situation at the courthouse with the group that's there, I got to think that's got to be your number one right now. Above the drug enforcement, above some of the traffic, the things we normally talk about, because it's a magnet, because it's so visual, because it's an eyesore, right. And because it is impacting commerce in the city.
Yes,
I can't imagine a tourist wanting to overnight here with that going on. Let's go up the road and maybe Arcata's benefiting or Fortuna, depending on what direction you're headed.
Yeah, there may be some truth to that. It would be a priority. It should be a priority.
When are they going to let the old dog loose?
Well, we'll see.
Okay. Okay.
It's not being totally ignored. Yeah, and I mean it's growing every day. One of my lieutenants drove by this morning. He says there's two new chairs there today. And, you know, it just goes on and on.
Is there any repercussion to the people who are paying these folks to stay there? Or is it just
sharing
who they are?
I don't know that that's happening now. It was happening in the beginning. I don't know that it's happening now. But I think now it's just a natural place to go now for these folks.
Just to hang out.
Yeah. They know where they can sit around and talk with their friends and do a little smoking and a little drinking and... you know, have some good times, and they're all night.
We've been Talking Shop with Merle Harpam. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.